8:54, the Money Doctor is here. What's the topic for this morning, Dr. Ram?
Good morning, Kevin.
Hi.
Hi. Well, you know, people always ask me to tell them how Power Down Debt works, and I can never do it in 3 minutes, and I'm not going to try this morning, but I am going to talk about a little bit of it, if that's okay.
Okay.
So, a couple of things. I know we've talked about discipline before. I have a real pet peeve when people ask about my business and I tell them that I help people get out of debt without harming their credit.
Uh-huh.
And the first thing people say
What do they say?
One of two things. They either say, I don't have any debt, and they probably have a mortgage, car payments, other things. Or they say, what is the matter with those people? Don't they have any discipline? And I always want to think to myself, I always want to say to them, you know, I think your boss is my client, because it isn't about discipline, right? And so we've talked about discipline, but what do I really mean by that? Some people can get themselves out of debt and maybe have. The problem is staying out of debt. And staying out of debt is almost impossible in America if you don't have a way to manage future debt, right? So people tend to set their sights on, I have this debt right now. This is what's causing me pain. I pour water on the fire. I put it out. I feel better. And now I don't have any payments and that's fine. The problem is things like cars and houses and college educations are so expensive that people often don't have time to save up enough cash to pay for them in cash.
It seems to me that people in general are focused on what has happened in the past when you are always thinking about what is happening in the future.
Well, that's an interesting thought. I suppose that we do that. In the office, we say a lot about, okay, whatever you're telling me is just called so what, we fix it and we move forward.
Uh-huh.
Right. So the thing is, if you think about like a 30-year mortgage, right, if you take a loan out for 30 years, you've got to have a crystal ball that looks forward 30 years.
Sure.
And we don't have one.
Uh-huh.
So the bank finance person doesn't care when you sign up for the mortgage that you're going to have kids and they're going to go to college and you're going to have car payments and all that. They sign you up at that time as you look on paper. But 30 years forward, you've had all these problems happen, and you likely have layered on more debt.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing is true after you've gotten yourself out of debt and you need a car and you haven't had time to save up enough cash for it. If you take on a new car payment and you don't manage that in a way that speeds it up, whether it's throwing extra money at it or doing a program like ours or something like that, it is likely that you will layer on more debt over the course of those 5, 6, 7 years that your car loan is for. And this is that cycle that we seem to go through where we get in debt, we get out of a little debt, we feel a little bit better, and we still can't manage the future debt.
Right. This isn't a phenomenon. It just happens.
It's a sort of a fact of American finance.
Yeah.
And finance in many places in the world, not just us. But there, so keep that in mind. If you're trying to get yourself out of debt and you're not coming to see us, which is fine, at least pretend or plan to have a way to manage future debt.
That's a good idea. Dr. Ram from Power Down Debt. She's got a lot of good ideas, in fact. Contact Power Down Debt online at powerdowndebt.com. That's the website. But there's also the local phone number because Dr. Ram loves talking on the phone.
Actually, I do like talking. 413-774-5555.
And it's 8:58. Our Bear Jam begins for the Bear at Work with Blake Shelton. Came Here to Forget on Bear Country 95.3.